All right, everybody, let's do a little midday market recap, go over the trades from this morning. So today is, we're getting close to the end of the month, only one day left. I'm finishing the morning up $1,316.02. Not bad, 216th day of the year, locking it up green. This has been, an interesting month because I've only had two red days. It's just that those two red days have been really, really red. So my goal for obviously, this week after that red day on Monday and for the rest of the week has just been to focus on consistency, just to try to be green, not to try to push it, not to try to swing for the fences, not to do anything crazy, just be green. And this is kind of right now like a hit and run type of market where you get your trade, you get your win, and you get out because we're not seeing consistency and we're not seeing really good continuation. So SRAX, for instance, I'm up $436 on it. On this one, it certainly looked good for a breakout, but look at what happened. It just got, totally reversed off this 780 level and dropped a full point. It didn't hold that level. So it's a good thing that we took profit when we had it. Now, again, today, I kept my share size restricted at 5,000 shares, and that was my max position. I wouldn't have maybe minded going a little deeper on some of them to 7,500, but really, we're just not in a market that is asking me to be that aggressive because a lot of these trades were like really small winners. So my average gain today was only 5 cents per share across eight trades, and I was green on seven out of the eight. My biggest loser today was a $38.60 loss, which is not bad. I love small losses because what they do is they help bring down my average loss. So instead of having an average loss at, $700 per trade, I'm able to tighten up that average loss. So instead it's, with these small losers, $38 losers, the average loss, comes down. So my average might be, whatever it is right now, $800 per trade. But I love small losses. Just keep them really tight. And that was the goal today, not to let myself get into a trade where I would potentially experience a 20, 30, 40 cent drawdown. And now I actually did on SRAX, but I was able to bounce through that and get out on the other side. I got in it sort of right in this area. And this was actually my worst trade of the day because the first entry on SRAX, I saw it hitting the scanners. And so I jumped right in at 744. It hit 744, it dropped down to 714, and I was kind of like, oh no, it just dropped 30 cents like that. I had my hand hovering over the bailout button, and then it popped right back up. And so on that one, I got right out at 749, 753, 758. I was like, I got to get out of this thing. That was a close call. I've got to be, and I said to myself, why did I get in where I got in? I got in there because it hit the scanners. I looked at the daily and I thought it looked great and I jumped right in. Well, that's what I was doing last week and that worked really well. But this week, that's not what's working and I really can't do that. I have to wait for the first pullback. So then I waited for the pullback and I ended up taking a couple more scalps on it. But I can't try to force these and be really aggressive because that is what's getting me into trouble. So that was my, worst or highest risk trade of the day. Earlier in the morning, we had a trade on TAIT. This one, kind of typical price action that we've seen recently. I got in this with a hotkey, and I got filled at, my fill was at, I didn't get filled at 88. I ended up getting filled at 99. So I filled 10 cents higher with 5,000 shares than I really wanted to, and that cost me, $500 of lost profit. Of course, being positioned higher also increases your risk. I ended up being able to sell some at 212, 208, added back at 96 and 99, and sold that at 99. So just really not seeing very good follow through, you know, which is tricky. We want to see good follow through in the market. You know, we want to see stocks where we're getting in at $1.50. They go up to $1.60, $1.75. We sell half. It pulls back and then rallies on the second move. But that's what we're not really seeing. We're not seeing the second move. So right here on TAIT, this is where I got in for the second move, you know, right here. And that didn't work. It got rejected. On Mara, this one, small scalp out of the gates, $340. But look at it. This thing totally rolled over. I got in for a break of the pre-market high with an entry at 40 and 42. Sold it at 50 as soon as I saw a hidden seller on the level 2. High of day was 50. Now, because I saw that hidden seller on the level 2, I was immediately recognized it and said, okay, I got to put my shares on the ask. I'm going to try to get out on the ask. And if I can't, I'll switch to the bid. And so I sold 3/4 on the ask and then sold the rest down here on the bid at 38. So, you know, was able to turn that into a winner, but just kind of a slow day. The biggest win today for anyone on the team was ADSK, the short on Autodesk, right out of the gates. I mean, this was a really nice move. It's outside my wheelhouse in terms of price range, but I saw Mike traded it and John and a bunch of you guys also traded it short around 114 as soon as the bell rang. And you know, boom, there's a drop down to 111. Mike held, I don't know if he added, but he held and then ended up covering the rest on this move down below 110. So beautiful price action there. Obviously higher priced, you know, slightly different strategy, but it seems today that's where the opportunities really were on these higher priced stocks. You can see NVIDIA, a higher priced tech stock, big drop. Really big drop today. Facebook, a bunch of tech stocks, you know, getting beaten up a little bit. Verizon, strong. I tried to short it on the first candle to make a new low, which was a good setup. That was right in here. But it just ended up kind of, you know, bouncing back and going higher. So I stopped out, respected my max loss on it, $40, and, you know, lived to trade another day. So $1,300 is, you know, I'm totally happy with that. That's a good day. Green is good. Anything over $1,000 is the daily goal. So, you know, we have about 250 trading days in a year. So I figure 250 trading days, $1,000 a day average, you know, that gets me to, you know, around 200, 250,000, depending on how many red days I have. As of right now, I'm sitting at 286,000. So I broke 300K and then pulled back a little bit, making my way back over. You know, goal is to get back over 300K by the end of the year. I'd really like to close over 300. So, you know, we'll see if that's going to happen. I think we've got a pretty good chance at it. So, I mean, really, it's only $14,000 away, $13,000 away, and we've got a full month left. So one good day and I could break it. But, you know, I don't want to go swinging for the fences. Stay focused, one trade at a time. And, you know, that's what's going to get me there. So anyways, here's our November 100K challenge. Just give you guys the update of where we're at on this. So let's see. All right, so I'm going to update my P&L. John, another $2,000 today. Beautiful. 13.16.02 for me. So that's right there. Not bad. Very good. So let's see. We'll wait for the other folks to update it. But we're sitting right now 212,000 for the month of November. These 10 traders. Really quite something. All right, so we're going to be doing this again in December. There'll be a December challenge. I've already talked about it a little bit. I'll talk about it more with members in a few minutes. But yeah, this is where we're sitting here for the month of November. So we've got one day left, and you know, I'm just going to try to finish the month strong. I'm not going to try to get myself back over 100K. I don't want to, you know, do anything crazy like that. I'm just going to, you know, try to have a good finish and start December strong. One of the things that, you know, I'll remind you guys is if you have a big red day, like obviously I had a $15,000 losing day, that's a big red day. It's easy to feel like, oh, geez, well, these $900, $1,300 days, they don't even make a dent in it. What's the point? Why even bother? But, you know, the reality is, if you're making $1,000 a day average, that's $250,000 a year. And you will recover from any of the losses that you've had, even huge losses. It just might take a little longer. But it's kind of a really nice, reassuring thought to remind yourself that as soon as you're consistently making $1,000 a day, whatever, $500 a day, you'll recover all of the losses. Now, obviously, you want to do everything possible to prevent big days like this from happening again in the future. And, you know, I think we all know that it's impossible to be red or green 100% of the time. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, if you can get into the habit of minimizing those losses, really exercising your discipline, and staying focused on those small goals, you know, you'll get yourself out of the hole if you ever find yourself in one. And I know I've found myself in the hole, you know, more than once this year where I had a really great hot streak and then, you know, a bit of a setback, a little pullback, and now I've got to kind of, you know, adjust the strategy and get myself focused so I can get myself back into the green. And that's what I'm doing right now, getting focused, rebuilding, making my way back up towards 300K, and, you know, hopefully we'll see that crossover sometime in early December. All right, so anyways, that's about it for me here today. Hope you guys all had a good morning and made some money, and we'll be back at it, of course, first thing tomorrow morning, bright and early, pre-market watch list, and hopefully we'll have another great day of trading to finish up the month of November. All right, everybody, so I hope you guys have a great afternoon. Those of you on Facebook and YouTube, feel free to leave comments below. I'll come back and answer those later this afternoon. All right, I'll see you guys later. Let's be honest. If you made it this far, you must have really enjoyed that video. So what's stopping you? Subscribe right here and get email alerts anytime I upload new content. Until then, happy surfing!